Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans. Oh.
Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. Bear with me a little bit. I'm a little groggy this morning. We came back in from Dallas, Texas late last night. Went to pick up a puppy, see some friends, and shoot some video stuff with Roger Wakefield, the magical plumber that you've heard on the radio show. So we've got some new stuff up and coming there, so stay tuned. I wanted to talk a little bit today about a few little things. One, what's it like out there traveling state to state into a what I'd call a high COVID area? And I know this isn't a medical show or anything like that, so I'm just going to tell my experience today because it's kind of interesting. You know, it's one of those things that I was traveling back from the Idea Show in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, and that was in early March. And then all of a sudden, everything hit, and it was shutting down behind me as I was going, and it was pretty crazy. So this was a different experience. What I mean by that is, you know, you show up at the airport, you're wearing mask, and to be honest, when I've gone shopping and stuff, I'm gone for a half hour, I'm out, I'm back. You know, it's not a big deal. I've been wearing the mask, everything's good, but I really, to be honest, have not worn the mask for a long, you know, a long-term event like this. I don't work out in the public every day. So it was very interesting to put the mask on, go through the airport, wear it for a full flight, you know, huffing it between, you know, going through the airport, carrying your luggage, all that other stuff. And then, you know, you're taking the mask off when you have to talk to people sometimes because they can't hear you or you're trying to slide it away. And it's an interesting concept when you're traveling because you've got people with, you know, that speak English as a second language or third language, you know, and they're relying on your, you know, your you know, speech and seeing your mouth. So communication is just a little bit more difficult and it's an interesting way to go. And so we flew on Alaska Airlines, which is great. I do a lot of flying on Alaska. They were good, but you know, you get on the plane, there's no food. You have a mini Coke can or a mini, Diet Coke and water and some snacks. And that's it. You know, I would hate that if I paid for business class, you know, I usually fly business class, but it's one of those things that I'm happy I didn't because that extra $75 per person per leg, I really didn't get much extra. You didn't get the free cocktails or wine or beer or the other stuff that you get with that. So it really isn't, the upgrades aren't really what they're cracked up to be at this time, especially when you've got nobody in the middle seat. You know, Julie and I had a middle seat in between us. It was great. Plenty of room. Alaska gives you leg room. I'm 6 foot, you know, 6 foot one. There was plenty of room there. So it was very interesting. So flew down there, landed in the afternoon, went to the hotel. I think we were one of six or seven people in this massive hotel. All the, you know, room service was closed. Everything in the hotel was closed down that was extra services except for the rooftop pool, which we had to ourselves. It was hot and humid just like you'd expect it in the end of June in Dallas, Texas. So it was, you know, heat index of 105. It was hot and windy. So it was not pleasant for me, but it was nice. But it was very interesting. And then we went up and stayed with friends, and that went well. Hit a lot of great restaurants, but before we did that, stopped over at Roger Wakefield's place. And if you recognize that name, you know, he is Roger Wakefield, lead AP. He is a, you know, master plumber out in the world of plumbing and social media. You watch his YouTubes and all those other things out there. He does a great job with all of it. And we recorded some stuff there, so stay tuned for that coming up in the future, because we're going to keep doing more and more stuff. It's a lot of fun. I only had a few hours to hang out with him, and he was busy, and he had other stuff going as well. But, coming back, bringing a puppy back, an eight-week-old puppy, that was an interesting trip back. You might still hear, I don't know how well the processing's taken out, the puppy noises in the background, but we've got a brand new eight-week-old puppy here at the house and making plenty of noises, but it's the first night. What do you expect? And so it's almost like a newborn. You just have to deal with all those, little things. Well, long story short, we traveled back, went really well. Traveling with a dog in COVID is an interesting thing. They, weren't worried about any shots, even though we had all the paperwork for that. They said they needed it. They weren't worried about it at all. It seemed to be the least of their concerns. Got on the plane, came back, and it was good to go. It's interesting, though, because when you're thinking about, our plane was really late taking off. We had about a 45-minute delay getting out of Dallas, Texas. But it's just an interesting thing. The flights are full. The ones that are flying, they've got everybody jammed in there. And there was not one empty seat that didn't match their COVID plan. And if they had it where they could put three people in a row that were family members, they did it. So they really tried to get people on the plane, but it was definitely a loaded up plane from that point of view. But I'll tell you what, it was weird cruising by all the parking lots and everything else. I mean, there's 20% of the travelers maybe out there that are doing that. So as you're coming up here into the 4th of July weekend, just give yourself some extra time. It took us a lot longer to get through everything, even though there's less people, you know, the lines, you've got 6-foot distancing. So, you know, the lines are much longer no matter where you're going. And then here's the one key when you're traveling. Most of the restaurants in the airports are closed or very limited menus. And it's interesting. So you got to be careful with that. That is one of those things that there are, you know, you can go into a concourse and have nothing open. And plan that in your meal prep for when you're going traveling, because if you're going on some big travels, you need to find where that one busy wing is that's the hub, that whole concourse. And when you find that, you're going to be good to go. Well, coming up this weekend, we've got on Around the House with Eric G. We've got a fun show ahead. We're going to be talking a bunch of different stuff. First off, you know, in the second hour, we're going to be talking with William and Wayne. I'm going to talk about my cabinetry buyer's guide, as well as William and Wayne are design friends that are up in the Seattle market. And we're going to talk about kind of where is design going right now with this coming out of COVID and all that other stuff. We're going to be talking about really, is the open concept dead? You know, what are styles that are coming in right now? What are the things you should be considering that you didn't consider maybe 6 months ago? So we're going to talk about those little details as well. And then we're going to talk about vinyl siding for a little bit too. And what are the troubles with vinyl siding versus a lot of the other composites out there? All that and more coming up Saturday on Around the House with Eric G. Now, since you're listening to the podcast, we are doing things a little bit differently on the podcast. So hour one of the radio show that turns into a podcast will air on the podcast coming up about 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Saturday. And then Monday morning, about 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will be posting up hour two, so people get a chance to listen to kind of both of them, and we're not just dropping all this content all at once. So we're going to space that out a little bit so you can get a little bit better with it, as well as we've been removing out of the radio show some of the extended music breaks to make this a little bit easier listen, so you don't have to listen to 40 or 50 seconds of music between segments. So I've been dialing that back a little bit. And then, of course, the William and Wayne interview, we're going to air that in its entirety, so you won't get the radio edit for that. You'll get the whole entire one, so you'll be able to hear it from start to finish there as well. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We are on a short 4th of July week. Looking forward to a little R&R this weekend. I've got a big deck project I'm working on around the house here that we've got to shoot, so we've got so much more coming up. And then tomorrow we'll be doing Around the Toolbox. I'll be getting that knocked out for you. And then I've got a really cool More Good Day Oregon segment coming up here with Dave Dahl that I'll be posting up once we have that. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Guys, it's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.